Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Women's Weekly, a program dedicated to women, and I'm your host, Sister Mara. And we're coming to you live from our Radio Islam studios based in Indonesia, Johannesburg, South Africa. Well, in today's program, I commence with 10 ways to make homemaking a stress-free ibadah. And this was actually written by Sister Noreen Ibrahim, and she's from Abu Dhabi. Then in the second segment of the program, an interview with a Muslimah in the restaurant management business. And Sister Wahida will be coming on air and taking us through the whole career that she's actually pursued in a restaurant management business. Something with a difference for a Muslimah indeed, yes, but something also very exciting indeed. So let's begin today's program with 10 ways to make homemaking a stress-free ibadah. The phone is ringing. As I run to attend it, I realize the living room is a mess with toys lying all over. As I start speaking, the call from the potty comes, "Mama, I'm done." The pressure cooker then whistles and wakes up the sleeping baby. While this is my average day, I am not complaining, seriously. Alhamdulillah, for all these blessings, kids, provision, shelter, and so much more. But I know that I and all stay-at-home mummies like me feel stressed out at times. So let's tackle it together. People often tend to view homemaking as a list of chores like cleaning, washing, and cooking, of course. This concept needs to be rebuilt. Homemaking is all about making a home. All these chores are physical in nature, but we need to first touch the emotional side of it. Bringing upright and pious children into the world, providing and fostering all needs of your man, and still maintaining a peaceful and happy home, all this is indeed a big deal. So I am presenting a few ideas which might help you and me run a household smoothly. First of all, realize everything is from Allah, and everything happens according to Allah's plan. Accepting this should definitely take a lot of pressure away at once. Secondly, make lots of dua and ask Allah to make your affairs easy for you. Thirdly, you are constantly setting goals in your mind. What is the work that needs to be completed today? What should I cook? But if it doesn't go as per your plan, take it easy. Nothing will happen if you mop the floor the next day or order from a restaurant for a change. Everyone knows kids are unpredictable. Fourthly, re-energize your iman listening to a good lecture while mopping the floor or cutting veggies. If you are a nursing mother, utilize the time to read some beneficial material. Also, find out easy recipes or of your family's favorite dishes. It saves lots of time. Again, treating children as creations of Allah will help us be more patient. A reminder to myself first. And we continue. Cut down anything and everything that causes Allah's displeasure and is a complete waste of time. Time is extremely precious. Stress comes when you are overdoing it. Take things easy. Cleanliness is half of faith, but that doesn't mean you do cleaning all day long. Imagine a clean house with frustrated kids and a tired wife when the master of the house arrives. Don't feel distressed thinking you are moving away from the path of Allah due to lack of time. Try and make every act of yours an ibadah. This is what you need to do. Have the right intentions with proper action and lots of dua. Then you are done. And then take care of yourself first so that you are able to take care of others. Happiness comes from within. If we cannot be happy within our own homes and with our own families, chances are very few of us will be happy elsewhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every Muslim mama. Ameen. And this was from Sister Noreen Ibrahim, and she's from Abu Dhabi. And I shared with you 10 ways to make homemaking a stress-free ibadah. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, an interview with a Muslimah in the restaurant management business. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. And you're listening to the Women's Weekly with me, Sister Amara. Well, in the first segment, I shared with you 10 ways to make homemaking a stress-free ibadah. Let's now go on to the second segment, and it's an interview with a Muslimah in the restaurant management business. Now, I know running a good restaurant is quite literally an act of plate spinning. And online, we have Sister Wahida. Assalamu alaikum, Wahida. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah. How are you, Sister Amara?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well this afternoon. Wahida, you know, a bit of a different career indeed, yes? And a Muslimah in the restaurant management business. Now, why did you decide to pursue a career in the restaurant business?
It was a very spur-of-the-moment decision. Up until a few months ago, I was actually tutoring homeschool kids. And I spoke to one of the relatives of the owners of the restaurant, and she told me that they were looking for someone, preferably a woman, because we only have female staff. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was such a good idea to maybe try something different. And so I just went with it.
Okay. All right. Now, you know, when it comes to managing a restaurant, there must be a lot of things that actually go with it. Let's start off with perhaps maybe like ordering your produce.
Okay, well, in a nutshell, there's a lot that needs to be done, but a large fraction of managing a restaurant is the produce, making sure that everything is ordered, that everyone is checking that they have enough stock, that the people who you order from give you the correct things and the correct quantities, and it's a very, very delicate process, and there's lots to remember.
Mm-hmm. And that would be also part of your day-to-day responsibilities, yes. And secondly, let's now talk about your personnel. How do you make sure everyone's happy?
It's very tricky, and I don't have much experience being a manager, so actually I'm still learning how to go through with everything. But a lot of it is just, you know, bonding with your staff, making sure you have a good relationship with them, because they help you so much. Mm. You know, they tell you what's going on and how to manage everything, and it's really tricky.
Mm-hmm. Really. Let's go back to ordering the produce. Now, what sort of produce would you order, and how would you go about it?
Well, basically, we have a set number of suppliers that we go to. Mm-hmm. And so everyone in the staff is responsible for their section. Like, we have one lady who does just the drinking things, and then there's another one who does just the vegetables and things like that. So every day they go and they look at their sections and tell me what they need. And then basically I spend hours on the phone just sorting it out, ordering it, making sure everything is fine, that we have enough money to pay for it. It's very interesting.
Okay. Now, what happens if you don't seem to get one of the produce that you can't get? Would you perhaps maybe like do without it, or would you replace it with another item?
Sometimes we replace it with another item. Otherwise, I'm very lucky. I have really, really great owners. If I'm really in a jam, then I phone them and they sort me out.
So, Alhamdulillah. Okay. And then how do you oversee cleanliness of the restaurant? Take us through that whole, the cleanliness issue.
Well, it's the restaurant that I'm in, they have a really good system going. It's basically what we do is, as you go through your sections, like if you get an order for something, then as you make your order, you clean up that section. Mm-hmm. And it really works. You know, as the customers come as well, the waitresses in the front, the moment a customer leaves, then they clean up after them. We basically clean all day. We make sure that we keep cleaning. Mm-hmm. That's the only way that we can manage it.
Mm-hmm. And then share with us the rotation of food. I think that's a very important part of having a restaurant, is rotation of food.
Yes, it is. As most of the time we do it twice a week. I actually have the staff coming in earlier than when we actually open. And what we do is we take all the old stuff, not old, but like the stuff that we've been using like for the past day or so. Mm. And we take that out. And then whatever new stock is there, we actually put that into more towards the back. And mm-hmm. so we use the stuff that we've already started using, and in that way we can rotate it so that you're not using new stuff and forgetting about the older stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So in that way we aren't wasting food as well, because it's so important not to throw away. Mm-hmm. We really try not to throw away any food. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
alhamdulillah. Then again, making sure equipment is working properly, how do you go about it? And what type of equipment is used in a restaurant?
Well, there's a lot of equipment. Mm. There's fryers, there's quite a few fridges, there's printers. I know when I first started working there, the printer gave us so much of trouble initially, and I had no idea how to fix it. So we actually had, well, one of the owners is very good with these tech things, and he just showed me how to fix all of these things. So in fact, you know, working as a manager, you end up getting so much of the technological kind of knowledge, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, fix the printer and sort this out, and so it's you know, really vast the amount of skills that you pick up when you work in this field.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what type of equipment is basically used in the restaurant kitchens? If you can just give us more or less an example.
It's like, basically we have like the big oven. It's like the pizza oven, mm-hmm. the really big one. Then there's about four grillers. Then you have the normal coffee machines, the big espresso machine. There's the industrial size toaster. Then you have all your fridges and freezers. And then there's the juicers, things like that. That's basically, I think, most of it, yes.
Mm-hmm. And also, what is your secret to keeping customers coming in and happy?
Well, so far I'm learning as I'm going, but there's one thing that I keep in my head, that the customer is always right. If you just remember that whatever complaint they have, even if you know why something is the way it is, if you just remember the customer is always right, just make them happy, put them first, it generally does the trick.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also, you know, what are your average working hours? Is it long hours?
It is quite long hours. During the week, it's not too bad. Our peak times are more like the lunch time. You know, most of the people on work have that lunch break. And then from about Thursday night, it gets really busy, mm-hmm. like crazy. Sometimes you go home at 11 o'clock at night, things like that. The hours are a bit hectic on the weekends.
Right, yes. And how do you decide on a menu?
Well, the menu at the moment is, we actually trying to launch a dessert menu. Mm-hmm. So basically what we do is, most of the time we like speak about it, speak to suppliers who can, you know, we have to see what ingredients go into whatever we want to launch, mm-hmm. and see how the costing would go, if it's feasible, who we can find to supply us the ingredients, things like that. And then we work out pricing and then promotion and advertising. It's actually quite a large process to launch something on a menu.
Mm-hmm. Indeed it is. And, you know, how often do you keep like a set menu? Do you change your menu? How often do you change your menu?
So far we have one set menu, but what I've noticed that we started doing now, like more recently, is we have people who want to book the venue, mm-hmm. Like for events or things like that. So what we do is we custom make menus for them.
Okay.
They can see what they like, and then we put it together for them.
I think that would be much easier.
It is. It's actually really nice. They can choose what they want from the menu. Even they can ask us for things that aren't on the menu, and we can tell them if we can maybe make it or organize it, things like that.
Are you just cater for them then?
Mm-hmm. Gee.
Okay. And then also, Waida, what has been some of your most successful promotions, and where did they originate from?
Well, so far we've had one fundraising event. Mm-hmm. And this one originated from, there's one that I'm planning that's going to be held coming days. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened that I was speaking to this woman about advertising for me. Mm-hmm. And she found the idea so nice that she decided to hold one of her own. So, mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah, and it was such a success, Alhamdulillah. It was so lovely and so many people attended. It was really amazing.
Alhamdulillah. Then you're also very active in community projects. What projects are you working on at the moment?
Currently, I'm working on a brunch where the proceeds will go to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really busy with that. It's for the next 3 days. It's on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So Alhamdulillah, we're really trying to now do the last few things and pull it together. So inshallah, that'll be a success.
Inshallah. Mm-hmm. Waida, still on the line, when we come back from the break, we're going to be chatting to you more about being a manager in a restaurant, and you're going to be giving us some tips as well, so stay tuned.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. And we actually talking to Sister Wahida, who is a Muslima in the restaurant management business. And you're welcome to interact with us. Our lines are open. You can call us. Brother Usama is waiting to take your call, 011-854-1548. You can call in, perhaps ask Sister Wahida a few questions, and she will be able to assist you. If you want to, if you're thinking of pursuing a career in the restaurant management business, then you can also SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. Assalamualaikum Wahida, and welcome back.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Wahida, you know, before the break, we talked about you're very active in community projects, and what projects are you working on? At the moment, you're going to be having one soon. Is that your first one?
Gee, it's my first one that I'm hosting completely from start to finish.
Okay. What does it actually entail, you know, doing a community project like the one you're busy working on, Branch? What does it entail, you know, from start to finish? If you can just share with us that, some tips and ideas with us.
Well, basically, what you have to do is you firstly need to figure out like what your fundraiser is for, exactly what cause you want to support.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need, what I did was I looked up who was doing things to benefit those places. Like I checked out Gift of the Givers, Alimda, things like that. I like researched them. And then, well, basically after that, it's just speaking to the people. I had to phone Gift of the Givers. I had to speak to someone who was in charge, tell them what I'm doing, what my idea is. Then I needed to speak to the place where I'm hosting it, ask them if they would do it for me, and then costing. And costing is actually a big part of it, because now we try to get everything either sponsored, or if we pay for it, then we don't want too much of the funds to go to paying for the event. We want more of it to go, you know, to the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is speaking to sponsors, organizing things like that, trying to, you know, figure out all of this. It's really very interesting.
Alhamdulillah. And how do you decide on a menu?
Okay, well, my menu is extremely easy to do because it's a brunch. So it's like between breakfast and lunch. So it's not a very heavy meal.
Mm-hmm.
So what I actually did was I made this group on WhatsApp with all these ladies that I know and things like that, like young ladies and older ones. And I use them so much, you know, for focus groups. I would ask them, like, would you eat this? So is this menu fine? Does it sound okay? You know, it was so nice because people would give me feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I would use it to see what I would do.
Right, yes. Now, coming back to the restaurant management, now, you know, you've basically worked in all areas of the restaurant, from the kitchen floor to sales. What insights can you share about the differences and difficulties? Let's begin with the differences.
Well, differences are vast. I mean, we are all ladies. We cook every day. We know what it's like. And now we have to take that scenario in our kitchens every day and, like, times it by 10, because this is now cooking in mass amounts, and you have to be so fast. It still amazes me how fast the cooks can whip up something. I mean, you get an order, and in 10 minutes, they're already almost done.
Mm-hmm.
There's also so much of preparation. Now, the pre-planning, the cutting, the measuring things, I didn't even realize how we portion out everything. Like for a burger, if there's a patty, then we have like everything portioned out. If a sandwich has chicken in it, then we measure everything beforehand, pre-pack it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, everything is like really well prepared in advance. It's really interesting.
So basically, there's a little of like stress tension that goes on, you know, making sure everything is stepped up. Portions are equal, and weights and measures and things like that. Like you say, you know, a burger, the fat has to be that certain weight. Maybe like the chicken, that portion has been a toasted sandwich. Even for instance, if you look at chips, you need to have that portion of chips on that plate for that type of a meal.
Yes, there's a lot of that. In fact, when I first started working, I didn't really understand how it works, because, I mean, at home, we just take out and we, you know,
yes,
estimate that should be enough for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, there's a huge scale, and we measure everything on the scale, the chips, even the pasta portions, the dry pasta, it's put into packets and it's left, you know, so that we know how much to prepare for the standard portion, for the large portion. Everything is measured out, even our hot chocolate. So that you can, everyone gets the same amount, and it's worth the money that you're paying for it. We measure it out, and it's like, it's really interesting. There's so much of code words and, you know, a lot of things that I had to remember when I first started working. So it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm, indeed, yes. Now, what are some of the difficulties you want to share with us? And it might be a lot of difficulties, indeed. But again, you learn from it.
Gee, there's quite a lot. I mean, customer complaints, things like that aside, it was, for me, it was the stock. I found it very difficult initially because now, obviously, when you start working with the staff, now they've been working in this place for years. They know how it runs, you know, they don't have the time to now sit and explain it to me, you know. So I remember there was one time I was ordering, what was it? It was like, you know, the takeaway containers, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every single takeaway container in a restaurant has a code. It's mm-hmm. like if you want to order something, the foil container with a division, it's like CO something, like all of it has codes.
Okay.
And I had no idea. So when I ordered it, I ordered like just by the names, and I said burger boxes, milkshake cups, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole order came, it was so wrong. All the entire order was absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they
had
to call me in and tell me, you know, what's going on and why is this order like this? And I send it back and there was so much of confusion. So I actually find that now, okay, now alhamdulillah, I'm so used to it, but initially I used to just write everything down. As they used to come, I used to just ask them to please just tell me how this works, and I would write it all down in a book and just refer to the book. So only way I managed.
Then I'm sure, Waira, you must be interacting a lot with the chef. Have you learned any meals, any dishes from the chef?
Well, it's interesting. You do learn quite a few things because sometimes when we're really busy, if there's no one available, you know, if someone's tied up and I can see that they need some help, then I actually go back into the kitchen and I help them out and cut things and cook things. And so it was interesting. I learned about the huge pizza oven and how it works. And now there's we actually have these brownies that we just launched, and they set the plates in this particular way. They like to do it all fancy or whatever. So I learned that. So now most of the time I do all the dessert orders. And so it's very interesting. You learn quite a few things.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if a customer is perhaps unhappy with a dish or something? You know, what would you, how would you react to that customer? How would you make them feel like, you know, that they're basically not happy with the dish at all?
Well, that doesn't happen often, but so far it's a very, very scary experience, I won't lie.
Mm-hmm.
When the customer calls for the manager, you brace yourself.
Yes.
But it's like really, I don't know, I don't have a particular way of handling it. I assume there must be one, but so far I mean, an apology really goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, really apologize, maybe offer them a replacement meal or comp the meal. There's, you know, several things that we do. Also, there's a lot of times when if you're really busy, then you find that, like, customers are maybe waiting extra long.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. So sometimes if I can see they've really been waiting now, it's like, you know, 40, 45 minutes or something, then I would actually just give them a juice or something on the house. You know, there's, like, a lot of, like, finesse to it. You have to really make sure you're checking that everyone is okay and everything is balancing.
Mm-hmm. Then also, you know, as a restaurant manager, how important is it to have actual experience in every aspect of the business?
It's very important.
Mm.
If you really need to know how to do things, who to call, things like that. I mean, I'm very lucky in that my owners are amazing. They are always here. You know, they're like just a phone call away. In fact, they message so many times in the day, are you okay? Are you managing? Do you need any help? And then I know one of the owners is very, he has a lot of experience in this field. He's been in the restaurant business for years. So like with them, I really have a great support system.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it good?
Yes. And, you know, I don't love for that. Now, what are some of the challenges of being a restaurant manager? Actually, it must be a lot.
There's a lot. Mostly it's the customer, the complaints and things. That's like it's like a really big part.
Mm.
But also you have a really, the stock. It's like such a big part of everything.
Mm.
Because sometimes the supplier doesn't have the stock that you need. And, you know, it'll just be like one of those days where wherever you go, you can't find what you're looking for.
Mm.
It's crazy. I mean, we had one time, we work on a prepaid electricity system in the restaurant. And it just so happened that I can't even remember what happened in the night. I think they forgot to leave. They left something on or whatever. And when I walked into the restaurant the next morning, we were like really low on electricity, like very low.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was trying to get it and everything was offline on the internet and the shops didn't have it. And wherever we went, there was just no electricity. And it was so scary. I mean, I was panicking so much. In the end, what we had to do was if anyone wanted any tea or anything, we were actually, we had gas stoves. We were making it on gas stoves. That's how we managed until we got electricity. So it's a lot about thinking on your feet, you know, just managing to just come up with a solution and figure it out. So it's very challenging sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, also, how do you cope during peak times, and also how do you cope for the long hours?
Well, during peak time, it gets really busy, like extremely crazy. You don't even know what's going on, and sometimes you run short of things, and you're running up and down to the shop, and you're running into the restaurant, and you just, if the only thing I can say is to just remain calm and remember that lots of customers is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, with the hours, the long hours get very tiring, and most of the time you're working Sunday to Sunday,
mm-hmm.
more so on a Sunday. And, I mean, it's just try and get sleep wherever you can and, you know, make sure that you're well-rested, or at least try. But I won't lie, because I think maybe it's such an active job and there's so much to do, you really find energy from, I don't know where, the energy just comes because there's so much to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then again, what's a day in the life of a restaurant manager like? You know, you begin from morning.
Well, okay, it depends on the day. I know Mondays for me are crazy because Monday is I need to check the stock and they do stock take. Then also it's their schedules. Basically what we do is we draw up a weekly plan of who's coming when and when they need to come and how many doubles they have, things like that. So you'll get a lot of the workers, you know, one wants to come in the night and the other one says, no, she has plans, you know, so we have to figure that out. So on Mondays, it's very crazy. Basically, the morning is just scheduling and stock. Then in the afternoon, it's accepting the deliveries, making sure that all the stock is correct, paying for it, things like that. And then most of the time, the rest of it is just making sure that, like, all the records are, like, you know, up to date, because now workers will need things and maybe they'll buy something from a shop. So you need to document that and where the money goes and keep track of it. And there's a lot of paperwork involved.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then also, you know, what personal tips do you have for those who perhaps want to pursue a career in the restaurant management business?
Well, my first thing is basically be prepared to make a lot of mistakes. It's a tentative job. There's so many variables that you can't control. You can't control how a customer reacts. You can't make sure all the time that, you know, somebody's food was absolutely hot when they got it. Or, you know, by the time the waitress walked to give a takeaway order, it didn't get a bit cold. There's so much that you can't control. You have to just be prepared to make mistakes. You also have to be prepared to get a lot of, you know, feedback that's maybe not too good, and, like, maybe work on that improving you instead of taking it personally. Like, you know, use it as constructive criticism. It's really good. And the second thing is just make sure that you form a good relationship with your staff. It's very important. It's really, really important because we back each other up. If you have a good relationship, then the staff is there for you, you know. If you have to tell them to do something or give them criticism for something, then they listen to you instead of getting offended or getting upset. So it's very important.
Mm-hmm, indeed, yes. Now, Waida, you must be, you know, just looking at all the dishes every day, all the mocktails and the lovely drinks, you know. Which ones are your favorite ones?
Oh, my favorite in the restaurant is the Belgian hot chocolate. It's very lovely. It's actually like they give you a frothy milk with like a cup next to it, just filled with chocolate pieces. And you mix the two together. It's really lovely.
Lovely.
And there's also there's this, it's like a ginger drink. It has like oranges and cucumbers in it. It's very tasty. When I actually liked it because I was watching the lady make it. We get so many orders for it. And so I was watching my staff make it for so many days, and then I told her to make me one, and it's absolutely delicious, very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then also, you know, what happens now when maybe staff don't pitch up at work for whatever reason, and would you actually go in and help, or would you just work under stress?
I had that situation on Sunday. It was the day after my the event that I had for the other sister, the big one that we promoted. And the next day we were so tired because we had such a hectic day on the Saturday. And now Sunday is our brunch day. We have like a buffet table and people come and have breakfast and things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that, you know, I would just go down and open for them and make sure everyone was okay and maybe come up and have like a few hours of sleep. And it just so happened one of the cook's messages when we opened to say that she can't make it. She can only come at about 1 o'clock or something. So then I had to get into the kitchen and we were chopping up things and cooking and trying to, you know, sort them out. So when it's busy like that, then we get into the kitchen. Even the owner's wives, when they come, they actually get into the kitchen with us and they sort us out. So alhamdulillah.
Okay. So basically on a Sunday you have a brunch menu. That means you can actually get more people coming in for brunch.
Gee, we get a lot of people coming in. It wasn't so much before, but now I started advertising for it. So we were so busy last week. Alhamdulillah. It was full house.
Alhamdulillah. And then also, you know, during the upcoming holiday period, will you perhaps be employing school learners to help out and at the same time learn and get training in the restaurant management business?
I haven't spoken to the owners about that, but it's a very good idea, especially with kids, you know, kids in school, they need to see what it's like to actually work, you know, in the world and see what it's about. Because when you're in school and things, you don't actually get this kind of exposure, mm-hmm. you know, to people, to a business and how it runs and actually having real responsibilities where if you don't carry it out, there's actual real consequences, you know, mm-hmm. things can happen if you don't make sure you're on your guard. It would be very interesting to have a few school kids.
Mm-hmm. Then again, Wahida, what are some of your greatest accomplishments thus far since you started as a restaurant manager?
Well, so far it would be the event I had last week Saturday. It was, wow, it was amazing. We actually only banked on having maybe 50 people and we went over. We had people who just wanted to come in and sit, you know, just for the program itself. It was amazing.
Was it a lunch or a brunch?
Alhamdulillah. It was a brunch. Also a buffet kind of.
And what did you actually serve in the brunch?
In the brunch, we had, there was minute steak. There were two types of eggs, you know, the egg with the chili and the onion on top. There was methi bhaji and chicken mince. Mm-hmm. There was butter chicken. There was aloo fry. We had fruit salad and waffles. There was malva pudding, chocolate brownies, and then they could choose from tea and coffee. And there was passion fruit and lemonade as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, gee, it was quite extensive. Very lovely.
But it was actually for a worthy cause.
Gee, it was also a fundraising event, also for Syria. We actually had someone who had went to Syria and saw what was going on there, and then he made a whole presentation about it. So it was lovely, amazing.
Okay. And then also, probably on your side, you know, you probably learned also how to cook big amounts as well.
I'm learning still. I go in the kitchen and the cooks are all like, you know, they know what they're doing. So then I just tell them, okay, tell me how much and whatever. So learning slowly. It's different. It's not like how, like when we cook at home. Even when we cook for like big amounts for a family is coming over, it's not the same. It's really different.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount of things that you put and how it works and all that, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm. Would you perhaps one day want to perhaps, you know, open up your own restaurant?
Maybe. It's interesting but very tiring.
No, yes,
but now, alhamdulillah, you know, we have the establishment already open and the groundwork is set. So I can't imagine, you know, starting from the ground up with all of this. It's like really challenging. It's a very challenging field.
Mm-hmm. What about planning your own menu in the restaurant business that you're actually working from?
Oh, that I love. I'm actually doing that already for the dessert menu. And you know, it was so lovely. You know, you see in books and things you read about how managers get to taste things and stuff. And I haven't really seen that aspect of it. It was more just the work.
Mm.
But now I'm launching this dessert menu. So the other day we had one of the suppliers come with this box of desserts.
Mm.
And all I had to do was just taste all of them and see which ones I wanted. It was amazing.
So,
it was really nice.
So what sort of meals do the restaurant actually serve?
We really are like diverse in what we serve. We go from like sandwiches, salads, shawarmas, like light things like that, to steaks and grills and fish. We have quite a vast menu. We have fish, chicken, steak, burgers, pizzas, pastas. There's a lot on our menu.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, being there's such a vast, such a big menu, like you see a lot on the menu. And then like when busy times come, like if somebody wants maybe a fish or a grilled steak or a pizza, and you got a whole lot of things to prepare. So how do you actually go about it? Do you have different chefs there?
How it works is, for busy nights, we have two cooks and two drink ladies and two waitresses. So what we do is there's two different printers. So the waitress would take the order, and they both have their own sections. So like half the restaurant is one waitress and the other half is the other waitress. So they would take down the orders, and the cook orders, now this is for meals and things, gets printed on one printer, and the drink orders get printed on the other. So what happens is the cooks now will divide the orders. So now the one cook will be doing like such and such table, and then the other cook will do another one. And then we have one more who just assists the cooks in like things that they need. Like you'll have the cook and she'll need onions or something. So then we have one person who just runs, gets the onions, you know, does the running around. And the cook is just at the stoves and the grills just doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's a good system. It's really, we really get things done quite quickly.
And I think that's quite important to work in a system, you know. And also, you know, Wahida, what really makes you, what does it take to be an effective restaurant manager?
Well, I'm still learning, but from now, as what I can see is just being on top of things, making sure that everyone is happy, that your staff is happy, you know, that they are happy with their stock, that they have everything that they are looked after. Because sometimes I notice, you know, you don't really think, because you're so busy, you don't like remember, you know, the staff gets tired too, you know, they need a break. And the other day, after our event, when we had that hectic Sunday, I went home and I have the staff on the group, and I messaged them and I told them, you know, you guys did such a good job today. You were amazing. Because they are. I mean, I can't imagine working that hard all the time, you know, like on your feet the whole day. I still get to sit behind my chair and do some paperwork. That's not too hectic. And so I messaged them and they said, you know, this is the first time anyone ever told them that, like, they were amazing, you know, that they did a good job and it makes such a big difference. So it's just being an effective manager is, I guess, like remembering, you know, to thank everyone and to make sure everyone is happy.
I think that's the main thing. Letting the staff come so, because they work so hard, so it's great to acknowledge them, you know, with a smile, like how you said, a WhatsApp, makes them feel nice.
It does. It really does.
Mm-hmm. And I think this also comes in, you know, how to treat your employees as well.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then, do you ever get a day off?
So far, I haven't, but I work very flexible hours. Like, I go in the morning. If I can see it's like nobody really needs me, it's not too busy, then I leave, and I'm like in and out. So it's not too bad.
Okay. What's in the day or the days you're off? What do you actually do? Probably just relax.
Probably. I've yet to have a day off, but I think on those days I would just really relax.
Mm-hmm. And then also, Wahida, you know, being an restaurant manager, when do you do catering as well?
Yes, we actually have an event that we're catering on the 29th of November. It's the first one that we're catering.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting.
Is it more for savouries or just like light foods?
Well, it depends. This person was looking for like pizzas and pasta, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then what we do is we portion it out, like we see how many people they have, things like that. And then we give the customer the option of bringing their dishes and stuff, the things that they want to set it in, and we can set it for them. Or we pack everything in takeaways and we send it to them to set. Also, with things like pizza, we give them the option of giving it to them unbaked.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, by the time they get home, it's not like, you know, the cheese gets funny or whatever. So we give them the option of baking it at home.
Mm.
So things like that.
Okay, lovely. And lastly, Wahida, what do you love most about your job?
Well, I think, I don't know, it's so interesting. There's never a dull moment. You'll never ever get bored. There's no such thing as sitting and, like, you know, passing the time. There's always something you need to do, and, you know, and it's so fulfilling. You know, I have customers who call me to their table to tell me, you know what, this was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was so nice. And it's so, like, rewarding to see customers who are genuinely happy and they leave your restaurant, you know, happy.
Alhamdulillah. And any final remarks for the listeners before we wrap up today's interview?
Well, basically anyone who is looking to be a manager, make sure that you prepare to like devote a lot of your time and energy into doing it, but also know that it's such a rewarding job. It really is. It's very fulfilling. Yes. Alhamdulillah.
Waira, Jazakallah for the lovely interview. You've really inspired myself and I'm sure most of the listeners as well. Looking at a career in the restaurant management business, it's very really fulfilling. You learn so much indeed, yes. And wish you all the luck in your career as well. Jazakallah for coming on air and inshallah we will be speaking with you again.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah Waira, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Well, this way we'll do it for today. We've wrapped up today's program. And inshallah back with you on Thursday morning with the Household Express. From Yamara, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.